Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and Lucky Pérez. Mother Nature can be a real spoiler, isn't it? I mean, it was going to be a wonderful game of cricket where Sri Lankan women made the right selection to play against New Zealand by dropping the two senior cricketers in Prabodhini and Kulasuriya and brought in young blood. And everything looked tickety-boo because they won the toss. They decided to bat first. But the last thing they had in their minds was that Mother Nature would come down and spoil the game. What a pity. Because this is one game that Sri Lanka, on hindsight, now when I give you the scores, you can define it, might have won on a slow turner. Right, Athapattu must be given credit, no doubt, for winning the toss and electing to bat first. And Sri Lanka made a challenging total of 258 for the loss of 8 wickets, when commentators were just stating, 240 would be luxury for Sri Lanka's batting lineup. Because remember, the Sri Lanka lacks power hitting in the middle over, but that was proved wrong thanks to Nilakshi De Silva, who incidentally made 58 runs in 28 deliveries, the fastest 50 so far in the 2025 World Cup. Mind you, she just beat the record of Shona Akhtar of Bangladesh, who made 50 in 34 balls day before yesterday against South Africa. So this is becoming very interesting, isn't it? But then, what does Mother Nature do? Pour up from heavens and spoil the game. Right, just take a look at the scorecard first. Sri Lanka made 258 for 8. Vishmi Gunaratne, who opened the batting, made 42, but I dare say she struggled quite a bit because she tends to close the face of the batsman, meeting the ball on the front foot. And the commentators, who are experts like Nazir Hussain and co, they felt that the opposition in future can cause a lot of problems based on the technique that she has. Shamari Athapattu made a 20th half century in the one-day version. Fantastic 53. She looked very disciplined and looked as though she's taking the responsibility. But fantastic to watch her. Harshini Pereira, reliable as usual, made 44. But our star of the day, no doubt, was Nilakshi De Silva. 53 in 28 balls. Really proved that she is a power hitter. She came at the back end and did what Sri Lanka needs to do, especially because the batting looks top of the order, they look technically correct, but we need the power hitter in the middle towards the back end or the death overs. As far as New Zealand concerns, Sophie Devine 3 for 54 and Bree Illing 2 for 39. Now then, just a quick thing about New Zealand. Their fielding was not up to par. They could have taken a few previews because remember when Shamari Athapattu was batting on 6, a clear nick caught by the wicketkeeper. They did appeal and the nick was just a feather touch. Umpire said not out, but they could have gone upstairs. Then they messed up so many caught behind opportunities. Even ground fielding was not up to par and their catching looked, very unfamiliar to the great standards that Sophie Devine and co set. They dropped as much as 9 catches yesterday. Can you beat that? And the ground fielding's too many knock-ons. That's something that they will have to work on if they had to go ahead in this particular tournament. After which we all know what happened. It rained. It was disgusting. So both teams get 1 point each. And today's game, let's hope England will look for a win against Pakistan. I hope Mother Nature will help us to see that game through as well. Wait and see. Right, in Pakistan, an interesting test match is taking place between South Africa and the host. Pakistan 376 and 167. South Africa made 268 and at closer play yesterday were 51 for 2, which means South Africa need 225 to win the first test, and that's becoming interesting. And of course, India, as expected, thumped West Indies in the second test by 7 wickets. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Pérez. Look forward to your company yet again tomorrow. Meantime, sit back, relax, spin your record for your listening pleasure. Bye for now.